The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Twitch channel. A lot of people on the Twitch channel today commenting some really good stuff. And now I'm glad that guy called, because that is, you always want to try to make sure you have a diverse environment in your workplace. And it's not always easy. Yeah, I can tell you that, because especially in a job like, and Bill Simmons has taken a lot of grief today, because when he was asked about that, you know, he said, it's a business. This isn't open mic night. And people reacted to that, didn't react to that in a positive way. But there is some truth in that you do have to, there's a certain skill involved in being on air, and doesn't mean you have to come from a communications background, but some people, I think Josh Innes would be really good at this, no matter where he came from. I think you came from a totally different background. I came from a totally different background. So there's possibilities there, but you still have to have a skill for it, and that's the thing. And I think, yeah, ideally at some point, and man, I went through this for years at the Chronicle, and it was trying to get really good people, and then trying to balance it with, oh, I've got a chance to hire this guy who's fantastic, but not a minority. So what do you do? And I think in the end, I think I made 8 hires, and of those, 7 were minorities or women.
Well, one of the things that I got a lot of grief for was, why don't you take a chance on a young minority with no experience whatsoever? And that's just not an option to me. Like, this is a major market,
right? Man. Well, but there's things you can do rather than just, hey, we're going to give you a chance. Go start a podcast. Go build a following.
I encourage everyone who works here, everyone who has aspirations to be on air here, I give them access to our podcasting studio. I say, dude, as many reps as you can get them. Every single person who has come up through that Rock the Mic, who's won that Rock the Mic thing, and Trey, who lost Rock the Mic, but still, I still give him access to it. They all have access to that studio because I want them all to develop and grow their careers. Whether they end up working here or not, I don't care. But I do want, I give everybody who works here that platform to do it. And I think that's important.
It is. And that's how you develop people. And you try to get people reps so that when the opportunity pops up, like, I think Jermaine's fantastic, and I think if the opportunity ever arose, then he would be ready to jump in at some point, because he's been getting opportunities like that. Did his podcast with Craig Koshkin forever. He did some time on the network. Done some time on this show. Those are all things that you can do to help people get those opportunities. But you know, then those opportunities have to come. And the problem is, right now in this business, it's not like anybody's hiring, and it's not like, and it's going to get a lot worse. I hate to keep saying that, but I'm very pessimistic right now about the economic future of our entire society, frankly, which, you know, doesn't, I don't think surprises anybody, but especially in this business, man, we got to have advertisers, and you know, advertisers are hurting right now. So guess what they're not doing? Spending money on advertising.
Someone says, Dell, Nick, Jerry Bow, Booker T, Jason Braddock, are they not diverse? This is going to surprise some of you guys. Jason Braddock's a white guy.
Yeah.
I know. It's very, people are thrown off by that.
Jerome's on Sundays.
Jerome is on Sundays, yeah.
And doesn't he have
women? He also has a weekly hit on
you know.
And he's got ladies on his show.
He does.
How about that for diversity?
So I think there's more there than you guys want to give us credit for. But, I mean, it's a fair question to ask. I think when you look at the daily lineup, that's what people are trying to focus on. But when you say diversity, Nick's pretty diverse.
He also said there was no diversity at all. Do you think he knows that Dell is black?
That's.
Oh, did he say that?
He said. I think he said.
He said Booker T was the only black guy who works here.
We have no
here.
Diversity. Yeah.
And he's on late at night. Like, by the way, I didn't say, "Hey, Booker, do you want to be on really late at night?" No, that's when he. That's when he wants to do a show. Let's talk to Alex about diversity. Hello, Alex Sports.
Hey, how you doing? I've been listening to your show a long time, and
thank
you. I don't call a lot, but I was just trying to tell you guys not to take that bait. Because when somebody calls and says that, they really mean black. They don't mean diversity. You guys just read off a lot of your hosts, and I'm listening to an Italian in the morning, a black guy. You have an Egyptian guy. Fred's half Syrian. I'm seeing diversity all through your show, but he really means black, and that's cold because he wants you guys to backtrack, and then they can say, "Gotcha."
Well, maybe you're right. Are you a black man, Alex?
Yes.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for warning us of that trap.
But
of all this time, I've thought the white man was trying to trap the black man, but Alex points out that that's probably right. That is probably a trap for me.
Yeah, somebody says that guy's a plant. He doesn't listen to the station. That's okay, though. I don't mind discussing this.
I don't either. And I've had to discuss it a lot lately, and that's fine. But this is the other thing. There's a lot of people who think that you're going to come into this business and work because you're working in Houston with no experience. You're going to suddenly be making a big salary. You're going to make six figures. When the reality is, that's not how it works.
Took a long time for me to get to that number in this business, a long time. And it's just one of those, I think it's a good conversation to have, but I also think if you're one of those people who just says, well, you're not diverse at all, then you really aren't paying attention. And it's okay too, because that always sounds like you're trying to be defensive whenever you bring up the people you do have. But I mean, this is a discussion we have. This is a topic that, and I've, like I said, I've been doing this going back to my Chronicle years, and you want to have diversity. You need diversity to be successful. And around our office, not just on air, we have a lot of diversity, and it's not just black and white. And that's the thing. My friend Robert, who worked at the Chronicle with me, remind me, little known fact, the day after the Post shutdown was the Oklahoma City bombing. He still has those papers. All right. Hey, on the way out, we're going to do a giveaway at 5:15. Caller number 5 at 5:15. You're going to get 4 tickets to the Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers Walkout Podcast Live at Warehouse Live on Saturday for UFC Fight Night. So, it's brought to you by Black Horse Limo and Warehouse Live. So doors are going to open at 3. The fight broadcast is at 4. You're going to get 4 tickets. It'll take you and 3 friends. And this will be Saturday. So 5:15, caller number 5. Thanks to my friends at Warehouse and thanks to Justin at Black Horse for making these tickets available to you guys. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Lamont says, I think the real issue in Houston between the 3 to 4 stations in this town, when there's a new hire, it's the same old white guys in the market. If a black host gets hired, he has to be a former professional athlete as an on-air host, not a producer or host. Unfortunately, I mean, that may be true, Lamont, but we have no control over the other stations or no interest in the other stations.
Well, and someone said you guys haven't had a black full-time host since Carl Dukes. And that's not true because Jerome Solomon worked here
for a good stretch. A long time, yeah. So
that's just not true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think what you guys are trying to say is you need more black hosts, not that you need more diversity. Is that fair? Is that what you're
saying?
That's
what Alex told us. Okay. He warned me of it.
All right. Well, there you go.
When I can hire people again, I promise I will thoroughly look at any black candidates that apply for the job. And that's another thing. Like, I mean, usually we all have to post these jobs, so everyone right. has a chance to apply. And like the amount of people that I'm going to go out and you know talk to who don't show interest in the job first is probably within my circle. You know, and I don't have a huge circle. I mean, I know some people who might know some people in this business, but I don't know everybody in the country who does this for a living. So I would have to be someone who says, hey, I'm interested in doing this. And by the way, I get those emails literally every day.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're almost always from people who have zero experience. They're guys who, I just graduated from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting or Syracuse University, where I was the play-by-play announcer for Syracuse tennis. Please hire me to do your morning drive show. I can't take it seriously. So,
well, and one of the things you have to do from a management perspective is you do have a circle, and there are people that you think, hey, man, it'd be great to hire this guy. It'd be great to hire this guy. And like you mentioned, trying to bring Rod in because you know Rod.
But Rod, also a former athlete.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's but
again, Rod's a little bit different subject because I don't think anybody would look at me bringing in Rod Baber like he was some sort of a mega star in the NFL or something.
Right,
I mean, he had a cup of coffee in the NFL.
Yeah.
But that's not, to me, what makes him good on the air. I think he brings value in different ways.
But that is a hard thing to do, to look outside. And I criticize Bill O'Brien for this all the time, just promoting his friends. You do have to. You might be getting the right guy. And I you and Tepper were friends. Hey, guess what? He got the right guy.
Yeah.
But it was somebody he knew. So you have to be open to other people, but that doesn't mean you're going to get the opportunity to hire them. And I think it's an interesting topic, but in the end, you got to try to do what's best for the station as a whole. And sometimes that means having a diverse lineup. And sometimes that means, hey, I can get this guy and this guy's going to help and he's going to help make us better as a team. But I mean, it's a good discussion to have. And somebody says, who's really hiring right now? No one. That's the thing. Nobody is. So, you know, it's a good topic, but I also think you're being a little unrealistic to try to say, how are you going to address this right now? Because I don't know if we're going to have a job tomorrow, dude. I mean, I think tomorrow will be fine. A couple of weeks. But, you know, another 6 months of this, who knows? So, you know, it's all fine and dandy, but right now it's like, eh. We're just trying to survive, man, like a lot of people. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Which says, why not do live on-air interviews? We did that when we were trying to replace Matt Dean. We had fill-in, basically, like tryouts. Complete disaster.
It's hard to get a rhythm. When we did the show together,
yeah, it wasn't very good. No, it wasn't very good, and it wasn't AJ's fault or my fault. It was just,
you're throwing two people on air that don't know each other and haven't worked together. It's not,
yeah,
it's not a great indicator of what a show would actually sound like.
And you know, so it either turns into I interview AJ for 2 hours on air or AJ interviews me, but the trying to do it as a tryout, it's not something you want to do on air. And I know some other stations have had off air tryouts like that, and I think that's okay, but you do it because it can help you get to know each other. But with a two-person show, man, it's not easy to develop a chemistry or a rapport. You have to – I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and people – you have to have – like, the thing is, I still think it was ridiculous for ESPN to break up Mike and Mike because that worked. It's so hard to get a show that works. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What do we want to get in? I can't read the names.
Let's talk to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, AJ. This is me calling back again. I just want to clarify something.
Okay.
The question I asked about diversity was not a trap question of any kind. It's basically something that originated from the conversation that you were having with, I believe, Mr. Ennis, I think a couple of weeks ago. And one of you guys said that white guys have this job on lock. And so that right there really sparked the interest in finding out more about your station and looking at your lineup.
No, so I don't mean, when I say that, I mean, like, this business is run by white people, and it really always has been. And, I mean, long before I was in it, And that
a lot of businesses are though. It's not yeah, just that's, this.
Yeah, I mean, and there's only so much of that I have any control over. I mean, I work here at this station, but like changing the dynamic of how many black people are in radio. First of all, I don't know how many black people are interested in radio. You know, and people come to this job like from so many different places. And Josh and I, for example, Josh, from a young age, Josh wanted nothing. He didn't want to do anything but work in radio. Like that was his life dream, was to be a radio guy. Whereas I listened to exactly 0 minutes of sports talk radio in my life before I started working at a sports radio station. So it's, everybody comes at it from a different road. And, you know, I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of misconceptions about the way people get into this deal. It's not always a good old boy network. But yeah, there's no doubt that, I mean, Lamont said it earlier when in his tweet. I mean, how many, every time there's a new hire, it's the same old guys being recycled. How many black guys have been brought into this business in this city? And it, the number is low.
I mean, if you look at the radio landscape in general, sports radio is still a relatively new, I mean, it wasn't always around like music radio or regular talk radio. It wasn't something that, you know, 50 years ago or 60 years ago, even people were listening to sport. I mean, they were listening to play-by-play, but there was no talk show just breaking down and trying to entertain and break down numbers.
Well,
But I don't know that that matters. I didn't ever intend to go into radio. It just sort of fell that way. I mean, my intention was at some point, well, I was hoping that I would make it as a poker pro and then I wouldn't have to actually work. And, but I had always planned to maybe go back to newspapers or you know, I felt like the one thing I was really good at was being a manager. And I kind of wanted to, you know, at some point, and I may still want to do this. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I might want to go and take over a company that's underperforming and see what I can do with it. Fortunately, they let me do a lot of stuff here that, you know, where I can be creative in that regard. But, you know, that does appeal to me. But radio was never something I was going to make a career out of. And it just kind of worked out. And I'm enjoying it. And hopefully, you know, I'll do this for a while longer. But everybody comes to it in different ways. But to make it in radio, you have to plan on being dirt poor for a while. I mean, it's just, that's just a fact. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. All right, let's go to break. We'll grab some more calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here we go.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. You know, when I did show prep today, I don't think anything we've talked about today was on my list.
No discussion of racial diversity?
No, but that's okay. That's, awesome. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls. Todd, you're on.
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports, Todd.
Hey, I've been listening since Carl Dukes and Julie Takahashi and Dave. So I've been listening a long time. Back in the day, I used to listen to you guys as much as I could. I was a school teacher at the time, so I only got you when I got to run out for lunch. But you're awesome. I listen every day now. I listen to Josh Ennis occasionally. I don't listen every day, nothing against anyone, and I don't want to make any statements that are inflammatory. All I would say is this: if Dell would want a show, I'd listen every day.
I mean, and that's the beauty of Dell is, I mean, John likes to have Dell on air.
So Dell does a good job on air.
Dell is pretty much on air every day. Dell doesn't have his own show, and I don't know that Dell would even want to do his own show. But yeah, I think, I mean, Dell's a key part of the morning show. Because here's the other reality: Lance is here for 3 hours, and it's a 4 hour morning show. Yeah. So that last hour is essentially John and Dell.
Hockley Dan says, Fred, if you can make Ancient Aliens popular, you can make any channel in time popular. Hey, I don't know about that, but I just want to. Okay, so that's the other job I'd really like to have, is just narrator. We are not alone. We have never been alone. I'd be good at that, man.
Let's talk to Adam. Hello, Adam. What say you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Sports is going on.
I have a what are the odds question. I mean, with all the athletes saying that they're going to be kneeling during the national anthem, do you think that the PA announcer might have the option as far as speaking out to people saying, would you stand or take a knee during the national anthem? I just want to hear your response.
What do you mean? Would people have the option?
When the PA announcer says, will you please rise and remove your hats and place your hand over your hearts for the national anthem? That's not even a thing I'd even thought of.
No, I haven't either.
I don't know what fans are going to do, because it may be completely moot. You may not be any fans. But I think that's certainly their option, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what? There will be fights in the stands, I'm sure.
I don't know. If you're socially distanced, are you going to be able to fight? If there's 25% of the fans, yeah, I don't know. I think it's, God, I hate anthem talk so much, and now it's all back. I mean, it's just, I hate it. It's all pretty cut and dried to me. You know, if you want to kneel, kneel. If you don't, don't. I'm not going to react to it either way. It's your right, either way. Why has that become such a thing?
Dan Patrick trending.
Uh-oh, what'd he do?
It's going back to him basically where he said, we're willing, as a grandparent, I'm willing to die for the economy.
Okay,
like,
die.
Old people are willing to die for the economy.
Why won't you die?
It's like, because now Texas is such a mess all of a sudden with this COVID, that they're reminding people that the lieutenant governor was okay with you old folks dying.
I'm okay with the lieutenant governor dying for our sins.
You know, I'd hate to see him go. I'd hate to see him go.
Senior Sprinkler brings up, you remember when Dan Patrick brought all the AM talk stations, he put Mike Edmonds and Anita Martini out. And then Rod Evans was doing shows on the radio. It says more about money. Yeah, I my first radio thing, I was doing a horse racing segment every week with Ed Fowler and who was the other guy? I'm totally blanking, but it was on Dan Patrick's station. So, and then we did a racing show on Dan Patrick's station with Mattress Mac.
Oh, there you go.
Sponsoring. So it was it was fun, but at the time it was just an extra job. I was just doing something for more money. But Adrian says that was on South Park when J.J. Abrams remade the national anthem and the PA just said stand or kneel or sit during the national anthem. Okay, so there's a South Park episode that's about everything.
I thought that was The Simpsons.
I don't know, man. I can't keep up with these things. I don't really watch either of them. The wife still watches The Simpsons. And I don't hate it if it's on, but it doesn't really... I don't find it as funny as I used to for some reason. It's just... But they have been predicting everything, apparently. So
they're good at it.
281 says, unfortunately, AJ, I think you're right. Fights will happen because of alcohol and the mentality that has come about from recent events. And plus, everybody's on edge, right? This is why, the whole Rona thing and the economy and everything. I kind of had a nasty email earlier this week and I wasn't going to get to it. But apparently the new thing is keep America great. This is the new slogan. And guys, I really want to know what's great about America right now.
It ain't all that good right now.
I mean, if that's just going to be your new slogan.
Get me wrong. There's places that are worse.
Yeah.
But if that's the standard, America. there's worse places. Let's make that happen.
Yeah. But it ain't great right now in no way, shape, or form. So I'm trying to find the story, but they did a survey of people about how they feel about America right now. And it's a ridiculous percentage that just thinks the whole country's a complete mess. And I'll find that before the next break. I'll also be doing another giveaway here in about 9 minutes.
It's very generous of you, Fred.
Well, it's not me. It's our friends at Black Horse and Warehouse Live. I'm just working with them. One thing I did write today was for Sports Map was kind of the percent chance that every sport comes back. And I guess I'm most pessimistic about college football. Just because of the sheer numbers we're talking about.
I think that's probably fair. That's the least likely.
And I was most pessimistic about baseball until they actually came to an agreement. But I still only give it a 60% chance because I do think you're going to have some outbreak that's going to cause a panic. And then they have to decide, hey, do we really want to do this? Do the players really want to do this? It's, you know, I think there's a lot of questions there. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
My wife is texting me because my youngest son almost burned down the house, apparently.
Oh, really?
He decided to tip. My wife made brownies the other day. And I think in an effort to sort of claim the last brownie, he put it in the freezer.
Okay.
And I guess, I don't know if he was hiding it and saving it for, I'm not sure what his methodology was, what his, you know, what his thinking was. But he put it in today he decided now's a good time to eat it, but he didn't want to eat a frozen brownie, or he tried and failed, I guess. So he put it in a plastic cup and put it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
Oh, boy. 5 minutes.
Not wise.
Oh.
So now the smoke alarm has been going off and she's trying to air out the house. So yeah, not good. Not good things going at my house.
Can't you just do the old Walking Dead thing and just say claim and put a claim on something, and that way you don't have to worry about hiding it?
I mean, in Rona times, couldn't you just lick it and say, it's mine?
Yep, that's it. That's going to work. Although it's kind of a dickweed move.
Yeah.
But, at least the house didn't burn down. Did the alarm go off? The
smoke alarm? Yeah.
So the dogs probably freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those. That's one of those things where every time a alarm goes off, our dogs go nuts. And I can tell it's going to happen half the time when the wife's cooking and it's starting to smoke up in there. And, you know, she just keeps going and doesn't really, then gets mad when the alarm goes off. It's like, well, what'd you expect? So I go and open the doors and stuff, but the dogs totally freak out when that happens.
Straight Pepper asks a good question. Hey guys, we're about the most diverse country in the world. We're the most tolerant to racial and ethnic differences and coexist probably better than any nation in history with our population makeup. Are we taking this for granted? That might be true. I mean, I would say like places like Canada are probably better with race relations than we are. Though they have their own warts.
They do.
And Europe has their warts,
and
certainly.
It's funny, Evander Kane came out and talked about that earlier this week about, hey, let's not act like there's not racism in Canada. It is, it's different. And I've experienced some of it myself because we were in Vegas and I met these people from Saskatchewan and we were talking about the Riders quarterback, who's Darian Durant, who was fantastic when he was healthy. And I'm talking about, yeah, Durant's great. And they're like, and basically the more I talked to him, the only reason they didn't think he was any good was because he was black. And so it's a more subtle type of thing. But then they're also, they've had a lot of racism against natives there. It's really bad. There's been some terrible crimes, but guess what? It's not going to be as bad because there's only 33 million people.
Right.
Canada's barely bigger than Texas. So if you think of it that way, they're not going to have a lot of the problems that we have, and they've done a better job throughout this, but it's easier to do it when you have 33 million.
But also what I would say is, and Europe has their problems too, but when you say, are we taking this for granted and we're the best at it? we also, I mean, we should have a higher standard than just, well, we could be more racist. Like, we can't just say, like, well, there's more racist countries than us, so let's just call it a day and say we fixed racism. No, I don't think that works either. No. And we also have a very, like, a very ugly and violent history with racism, which, you know, not that other countries don't too, but it's hard to I mean, no one's pretending like we don't. So,
well,
there's a lot to overcome. You can't just say, well, we're better off than other places with racism, with racial relations, because, I mean, maybe we are. I've never lived anywhere but the United States, so I can't really speak to it. But I would say that even if we are, we're not good enough.
Well, and I know a lot of people like to do this, and I kind of find it like you're deflecting. It's like, well, look at all the Italian stuff with the soccer players. I mean, that's awful, and it is. But this is our problem. We're Americans. And I don't really care about racism in the rest of the world. That's their problem to fix. So if all I can say is it's not good enough here in any way, shape, or form. The fact that all these Confederate statues are still running around and that this has become such a thing, we got problems. And, yes, have we tried to address them in the past? Yeah. Has it worked? No. And we are diverse. And we do have a lot of great people from a lot of great places. But This is the time
for good and bad people on both sides.
Well, that's true. But this is the time for us to fix our problems and not worry about the rest of the damn world, which is what I've always been for, whether it be militarily or anything. It's like we need to address America and let everybody else address their own things. But that's why I'm an isolationist, and I would never get elected for that reason. All right, so at 5:45, caller number 3, you're going to get a 4-pack for Saturday, and guys, all you have to do is show up. Your name will be at will call. Well, if you win, don't just show up and think your name's at will call. For the Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers Walkout Podcast live at Warehouse Live. Saturday, doors will open at 3. The broadcast starts at 4. Black Horse Limo and Warehouse Live. You can get tickets at Warehouse Live. Go to the website or follow Black Horse Limo on Twitter. They'll tell you how to get tickets. But caller 5, you're going to win 4 of them. Good luck. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we have a winner. So, yeah, I was just reading up on a couple of things on the break here that they're actually taking adult patients at Texas Children's for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
and mind you, when you look at these stats from the Texas Medical Center and you hear 97%, that it's not 97% of the ICU beds are filled with COVID patients. That's not the case. In fact, I'm trying to find that exact number, but I want to say it was like 25% or something. I mean,
right.
But obviously that number is growing at an alarming rate compared to other numbers.
Well, and this
it's 27%.
Okay.
Of the ICU beds are being used by COVID-19 patients. So a little over a quarter. There are now, as of 4 hours ago, there are 179 ICU beds available. But
they can get another 1,000, though.
Right.
And, yeah, this is a thing. Like I said, I'm no expert, but this is kind of why I thought we should have just done this 2 months ago. Because, you know, this was always their concern, that it was going to get overwhelmed. Well, at some point, it'll start going backwards. And it's just, do we get to capacity? you know, I don't know, man. It's but it is it's just at least the death numbers are not as bad.
Maybe it's not. I mean, maybe the virus is getting weaker or whatever. I mean, I hope that's true.
It's the sun, AJ. It's the heat.
It's the bright yellow sun. It kills coronavirus and gives Superman his strength.
So he says, how crazy is it that we have a president who's trying to ban people and we are banned from the UK? Yeah, we're also banned from Canada. My wife could not get back to Canada right now.
Can't sit here.
But, you know, it's... I just think this thing will, you know, we just got to play out, man. It's just got to play out. And hopefully, as long as they don't get overwhelmed and we have too many people for the beds that we have, which is always going to be a little bit scary because, I mean, we do have a pretty good medical center here with a lot of hospitals. So if we're getting overwhelmed, you know, I don't know what that says about everybody else. But I also feel like if this is a two-week stretch where it's really bad and we get through it, don't the numbers have to go down at some point?
You would think.
I mean, I think they have to. And, you know, maybe the thing's weakening. I don't know. Brother Bear says you get an A+ for the bumper music today, Aaron.
I thought only people only saying bad things about you on Twitter, Aaron.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
No, it was the text line that went after Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People on the text line were
hating them. Deservedly so, I might add.
Yeah. I deserve some hate.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not hated, if people...
How am I doing my job?
Yeah, people don't... If people don't care about you, then... You're going to be out of work. They have to love you or hate you or both. And some people are both. That's just the way it is. That was pretty weak. I almost don't want to acknowledge that one.
That's right. You don't have to.
At 551. I'm going to give that one a 2, maybe a 3. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, you know what I got to do? I do the damn Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Okay. I want to talk some baseball, too.
Okay. Because, yeah, I got the whole breakdown of what you're going to be allowed to do and not do.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Jim Crane's words today and what it means for the Astros long term.
Okay. He had words today?
Well, yeah. And I'm curious if you think, mostly he was talking about, like, we need to get people in this building, start selling beer and hot dogs and, you know, tickets. I wonder if Jim Crane is in a situation where he feels like this is going, like, he's concerned enough about the long term ramifications of this that he's going to tighten up the purse strings a little.
All right, we'll talk about
in the near future.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
Right now, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
AJ, we have a love story.
I love a love story.
Nicole and Joseph Sutton met in 2005. They didn't think children were in the cards for them, and they were picturing a nice, quiet life together. 15 years later, they now have 11 children.
Oh, my.
8 daughters and 3 sons. And Nicole, who's...
Boy, let me tell you about a little procedure called a vasectomy.
Well,
and works wonders.
AJ, Nicole's only 30 years old, and she's got 11 kids.
It's too damn hot.
Said their
That's too damn hot.
Their plans changed after she fell pregnant. This is the Daily Mirror. When she became pregnant with their eldest child, Rhiannon. And once she was born, the babies just kept on coming. Yeah, you might want to get fixed. So basically, they have so many. She has to put numbers on it, like numbered jerseys on them to keep track.
She can't. If you have too many kids to remember their names.
So
I'm going to go with that's too damn many.
So here are their names. Let's see if you can all remember them. Rhiannon, Lacey, Mackenzie, Skylar.
Oh, God, no.
Henley, twins, Kobe and Parker, Hadley, River, Ocean, Navy, and Hallie, who was stillborn last year. Okay, Hallie doesn't count then. Hallie didn't make it. But Navy, you named a kid Navy?
A female?
I don't know. It says Navy's 5 months old.
There's a song literally called In the Navy. Like, so many dudes are going to be singing that while they're...
Yeah, in the Navy.
Yeah. Bad call if you have a daughter. Like, but that said, Thank God I didn't have daughters, because I feel like you can do that with every female name. You can make it sound like a stripper name or a porn name.
She says, I had a contraceptive implant, so I never expected to fall pregnant. That must be a British phrase, right? Yeah. Falling pregnant. We didn't find out until I was already 4 months gone. I took a test because I was putting weight on, but I never thought it would be positive. I had no idea how we would manage, but any child is a blessing, so we just rolled with it. The more I had, the more I loved it.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Okay, good for you. 30 years old, 11 kids.
Boy.
Yeah.
She used up all her goods.
So, yeah, there was the, but on her, on their numbered shirts, number 11's missing, which is sad.
That is sad.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Maybe Navy's a boy. The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. Well, we'll do a little baseball in the 6 o'clock. Have we done much sports today, really?
Not really.
Well, is there much sports to do?
I mean, I heard someone call in and tell Josh to talk about sports. He needed to bring Rich back so they could talk about sports. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's talk about the most recent sports match game that happened in early March.
Hey, there was some good English soccer today.
I said good sports match game.
No, just because you don't appreciate the beautiful game.
I mean, when Rich was here a few weeks ago, they didn't talk a lick of sports in 2 hours.
I'll be honest. You know what? I really don't. My beef with soccer, I've got a few. I don't like the flopping. I don't like, I definitely don't like the fact that there are so many games that end in a 0-0 tie. Like that happens way too often. Or the game is like 6-1. It's like either 0-0 or 6-0. Like it's, you can only either be basically tied for the entire game, and then it's like this long grinded out game, or it's a blowout.
I could give you today's scores, and we can see if that fits your theory.
No, because what I also don't like is I don't like the rules. I don't like that. Like once you get a lead, people sit on their lead. Like they sit back and play mostly defense instead of attacking.
NFL
like,
teams don't run the ball with the lead.
Not when it's 1-0.
7-0. Because what?
Yeah, no, Fred, when it's 7-0 in the first quarter, teams don't just, we got to run the ball now. No, they play football.
You've been watching Bill O'Brien for 6 years. You kidding me?
Soccer.
I just don't think it's that much different than the other sports.
It is. It sucks.
Okay. You don't have to appreciate it.
I don't.
But.
You know what I appreciate, Fred? Carbock.
Well, if you drank more Carbock while you were watching soccer, you might enjoy it.
Don't need that. When I drink Carbock, I like to do things that are more fun than watch soccer. But that's okay. To each their own. You may like to watch soccer while you drink your Carbock. I don't. I'm waiting for America's game to come back. American football, that game. I think it's now America's game. It's taken over. But listen, they've got something for everybody in their lineup. I was out on the river drinking a bunch of the Vive Cella and the Lil Cella. Lil Cella is nice because it's less than 100 calories per can, which means you can drink 20 cans in one day and still be under the Surgeon General's recommended calorie intake, which is really amazing when you think about it. The Vive Cella, a couple more calories, but it's got some salt and lime to it, it's got lime, which means it's got fruit, so it's healthy. Carbock's got something for everybody. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. See what they've got going on at the brewery and the tap room. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick yourself up some Carbock.
To ESPN 97.5.